This call is being recorded.
We have people around that can record calls. That is a good thing today. This has been a very interesting week for those of us on, let's say, these levels that we are at, enjoying what is happening. It did not go as you expected it to go. It may have seemed to go as any other election, but it was not. It was a part of a much bigger change that is in place now and is moving forward. And all of us are so excited. We knew that you needed to walk through the elements of this today. Is what this group is here for. This is what we would expect you to ask us. We know that all is unfolding before your eyes. Everything that you have expected needed to have this happen for it to be about. This is the way. It is not that Mr. Trump is going to be an outstanding president who changes everything and the world be changes because of that. The world may be very different and will probably be very different by the time he is to take place. But all of these things are unfolding and happening in front of your eyes. And know that with Mr. Trump in place, it gives a little more breathing room for all of the rest of these wonders to occur. Okay? Okay. Wonder sir.
Mani Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to Wonder sir here. Interesting times, are these not?
Yes.
Enjoy these times. No, that is somewhat hard to understand why we would say this. For you look around and you seem confused and feel confused as to all of the various things that are going on. And we say enjoy yourselves. Enjoy this time that you are in now. It is a wonderful time because it is an opening. It is an opening into a new golden age, and you are on the cusp of this right now. Can you imagine all of the times you have been waiting for this? We speak of lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes that you have been wondering when this was going to be, when we were going to come to the end times. And here you are now, and you find this particular election here, which, if you remember, we told you it was not going to be the same kind of election that you have always had. We didn't come right out and say who was going to win or anything of this nature, because in actuality, we did not know directly who would win, because it was not written in stone or anything of this nature. It is always based on probabilities. But you, each one of you are working through this process of bringing out the truth. And this particular election brought out truth, much truth. But we tell you now that this is only the beginning. We have spoken before of an analogy of various water pipes springing leaks here and there. And before the various forces, those dark forces, the cabal, was able to plug those leaks up here, wherever they would spring, and another would get plugged up in here and there. But we have also told you that these leaks have become springing up more and more and more, and they can no longer plug them up. So we would say now to you that the floodgates are about to open. You are going to have experience now of truth coming out, full force. This is what all of this is about, is no more business as usual. It is the truth coming forward. It is the truth shall set you free. This is why Yeshua said this so long ago, knowing these times would come and truth would certainly set you all free. We do not speak only here of this country, United States, America. We speak of the entire world here. The entire world looked at this particular election. They were interested in it. They wanted to know what would happen because they knew deep down within them the ramifications of all of this, that this was the beginning of the floodgates open. This was the beginning of the dominoes. We have spoken of these dominoes, the smaller dominoes falling. The first one was the Brexit. This one is another one here. You have gone through this. You are experiencing this, and you are going to experience much more. That particular fountain of information called your WikiLeaks is only the beginning. There is going to be so much more that is going to be coming flooding forth, that is going to open up so many more understandings around the world. Here in this country, yes, but around the world as well. That particular event that happened, the smaller event leading to the larger event, this particular event was a wake-up call to the world here, coming from this country, to wake up that the people spoke, the people rose up and spoke. No more business as usual, no more the continuation of the evils and those things that have happened within the government. No more of this. We are done with this. The people spoke, and you are the people. You are the light workers. You are the ones that came here to create this, or can help to create this entire process of coming forth with the truth. And remember, please, everyone, you are the truth. You are the truth. We are ready for questions now. Are there any questions here on this or any other topic here?
I have a question. My name is Sheila. I'm from Phoenix. I just have a question as to how soon we can expect to have the truth revealed in a public manner.
My dear sister, it is already being revealed in a public manner. Much is already coming out, has been coming out, and will continue to come out. What we have spoken of these various leaks that have come out, were purposeful. It was part of the orchestration that we have spoken of many, many times here. And all is being orchestrated. Ishira?
Not really sure that we would be any different on the answer that you gave. However, after the event, you will see that everything will change.
Very good. Other questions here?
Yes, this is Valerie. Is there any truth to what I've read about Saint Germain overlighting Trump?
Sierra, you or we first?
Go ahead.
Very good. We knew that was coming. We can tell you that it is not a direct overlighting as you are thinking, but there is somewhat of an overshadowing here. Yes, that is true, because it is Saint Germain's baby. This country was helped to be founded by Saint Germain. Saint Germain is very much involved with this. Saint Germain is also planning to come and speak with this group very soon here, possibly in the next week here, when you come together again. And we'll share more on this. And even this particular topic can be broached here as well. But understand that Donald Trump is there for a reason. He is purposely there. It could have changed and gone the other direction, but because of all of the orchestration by man's consciousness, it is not those of us, the ascended masters, it is not the Galactics, it is not the Agarthics that are influencing this show. It is you. Your collective consciousness is creating all of this. And your collective consciousness said, enough is enough, and we will not have this same business as usual. So therefore, Donald Trump was elected here. Whether he will serve, as you know it, is yet to be seen here. because there are many things that can still happen here, many things that are up in the air, you might say. But there is a continuation of this orchestration that is happening at all times. So again, he is not directly, it is not Saint Germain incarnated as Donald Trump, no, but it is somewhat of an overshadowing here, yes. Sheila, anything to add here?
We would just add that there are so many archangels and ascended masters, even galactics, who have a word into the ears of people around the planet. And you may think, oh gosh, you know, this person is being highly affected by this entity or that entity. The truth is that we are involved with everything on the planet in terms of giving helpful words, pushing a certain way to help accomplish things. And so you might think of this more as someone who is being assisted without their knowledge. And, you know, probably it's best at this time, but they will know in the future that they can call on us, and they will obviously know about a much bigger picture as the future goes forward.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful answer.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
Another question?
Yes, please. One on phone here first.
Oh, yes. This is Dawn. I had a question about the riots and if the riots are being orchestrated by the Democratic Party or the cabal, and what can we do to help?
Sierra, do you want to go?
I will. Send light. Send love. That is what you can do to help. You know, on a face value, you can always see that this is a way, riots, public disturbances are always a way that the humans can get messages across, get people to pay attention, to get people to change opinions. And when this has the veracity that these have had at this point in time, and one thinks, gosh, we just want these all to go away, just in the private time of your consciousness, send them light and love, and know that this is not really good or bad. It wakes people up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
As Sierra said, be the light, and as Gandhi said, be the change that you want to see in the world. Mm-hmm. So be that change. Be the light. Share it wherever you can. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, the other pad here.
Why do we seem to come up with blockages sometimes on our path in energy work and ascension? What is the way to break through certain energy issues when it seems like you're stuck or you're blocked at certain times? Sometimes the process is very easy. Everything flows. You have all of your second sight, your senses about you, and then all of a sudden they're gone for a week at a time. What is the way to correct those issues? Should you just push through that or keep working the way you have and they'll come back? Or
first of all, you are assuming that there is issues to push through, that there is blockages to push through. And we would say to you, that is not the case. For your blockages would be different than another's blockages, as you are saying. Your problems are different from another's problems. And when you look at it from the higher point of view, you don't have any problems. You see? You don't have blockages. It is only within your mind that is creating this. You are creating the blockage, if there is any blockage there. So use your mind with your heart-mind connection, bring it together and know that there are no blocks. There is nothing holding you from your higher God self. You and your higher God self are one. Or as Yeshua said, I and my Father are one. And know this. And if you continue to know this, then you will seemingly push through all of those blocks because they were not there to begin with. Just like in the Matrix, there is no spoon. You see? Sheila, anything to add here?
I agree completely.
Very good. That was a good answer, wasn't it?
It was a good answer, yes.
We're both on a roll here today. Very good energies, though, as we find it here. Very good energies. Any further questions here? Did this answer your question, please?
Yes, it did. It's just sometimes I'm able to get messages. I start becoming much more intuitive. Times when I seem to know everything that's going on, I can predict things that are happening, and they are predicted accurately usually. And then all of a sudden, the next week, I get nothing. I seem to have no intuition at all. It's like everything is gone temporarily, and then it comes back again. But what those times of, I call them the doldrums, or the dry times when you've got nothing, I seem to push through in meditation as much as I can. But it seems like there might be a better way to help energy flow during those times.
You are being too hard on yourself.
Yes.
That is what is going on here. You are being much too difficult to yourself here. Let it go. Go with the flow. It is what it is. All of these sayings are apropos to the situation here, to all that is going on. Not only to this one who is asking the question, but to all. Let it go. Let it be. You see? Everything is happening as it needs to happen. Everything is happening in the perfect now. It is all being orchestrated. And the more you come to understand this, then you will know again that there is no spoon. There is no blockages here. The only thing that is blocking you are you. You see?
Yes,
let it go.
Yes, we would add, just to add to this. You, along with many in this room, have opportunities for having that flow going throughout a week or 2 weeks or a month. And then for some reason, it seems that everything is quiet. Everything shuts down, but it doesn't really shut down. Everything is exactly where it is. It's that you are not aware of it at the same way. You are not at the same level of vibration. Is what it boils down to, but you are exactly where you need to be, doing exactly what you need to do at all times. So when you are in the flow, enjoy it. When you are not in the flow, enjoy your quiet times, enjoy your meditations, and be the one who sends out and does not necessarily receive. But when you're in a receiving times and your times are in a go, go for it, friend. Thank you.
It is also what is called an energy and a rest. The entire universe works in this manner, an energy and a rest. Even the beginning of creation happened in this way. A rest, and then there was energy, and then rest and energy. Even in your understanding of the creation process, did he not rest at the end of those days? The seventh day, you see? Energy and a rest. And this is what is going on in all of your lives now. One moment you are in an energetic state and everything is wonderful and going with the flow, and all of a sudden now it changes. Now you are in that resting stage. You are in that planning or getting ready for the next energy that comes along here, you see? Back and forth, back and forth. But when you move up into the higher vibrations more permanently, you will be continually at an energy stage. Much more so than you are now. Not in terms of needing to move and, you know, follow time's table and those types of things, but an energy stage where you are feeling good. Everything is wonderful. Everything is at a high level for you. You see?
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Regina.
Yes. Yes.
So with all the election now, how does this affect the New Republic coming forward?
It is coming forward. That is what we can say about this. It is all coming forward. All is a part of the process here. What you have just gone through in this election is a part of the process, a part of the great orchestration, a part of the great plan that is in the works here. And this is just one facet of that. You are moving toward the Republic. There is nothing that is going to stop it. Saint Germain would never allow this for it to be stopped, you see? And all of us as well. So everything is happening exactly as it needs to, and the Republic, as you are understanding it, and even beyond what you are understanding, because it is much more than what you have come to understand yet at this point, but it is going to be announced, and everything will go through and flow as it needs to here. Does she have anything to add here?
I don't think so. Excellent answer.
Very good.
Thank you.
Other questions here?
Namaste. Greetings. I wanted to, I got confirmation that there has been an Earth graduation, and I just wanted to get more explanation on this. Thank you.
Did not understand the word there you used?
Earth graduation.
Earth graduation, yes. Ashira, do you want to address this?
Well, I will begin with this one, dear ones. It is good to hear your voice on the call today. Earth graduation. As you move ever forward in the ascension process, there, of course, are different stages to be acknowledged. And the Earth graduation is one which is noticing that even though you can read the tragedies that are supposedly taking place on this planet, that most of the people are really reveling around newness, around the new republic, around new money, around new everything. And the Earth had its graduation when actually Trump was put in place. Not that he is the savior or anything like that, but it is part of the collective consciousness who said, we have had enough of enough. And so it is time now to make a change on this planet for where the world is going and what the world will accomplish, one who serves.
Yes, you can look at this from a point of view of, as you are using the term graduation here, you can look at it as if you were in college and you were moving through your various courses and such and taking your various classes and all of these things and moving toward that graduation process here. This graduation, as you are understanding, would be ascension, would be the full ascension. That would be the total graduation. But there are also those earlier graduations, are there not? Not so much college, but high school and elementary school and all of this. So you are actually moving through all of these. And the final graduation, though, will be the ascension process. You are in that process now, but the final will be the actual ascension for each and every one of you. And ascension as a whole for the entire planet as well. Is this sufficient of an answer, Moses?
Yes, I'm grateful, Master. Thank you.
Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Sheila again. I have a question about, because there is so much division right now, especially right now in our country, but in the world, do you have any specifics as to when we may be able to expect the healing or beginnings of, from my previous question, I think what I really wanted to ask before was when we're going to have as a mass consciousness information, because right now a lot of that information is on alternative news, when are we going to, as a collective, have the information so that everybody knows? So we can maybe start to heal the divide.
You are already starting to heal this, in a sense, and not everybody will come and understand the truth all at once. It will be a process over a period of time and energy here. But understand that, again, all is happening. All is happening as it needs to. The idea of these various uprisings and those things that are happening is all part of the process. It is being fueled by that's what you would call the cabal here. They are fueling these energies, creating the fear, creating the anger, all of this. This is part to feed their needs here, you see? But that will be coming to an end very shortly. And you will see the beginning of the coming together of the nation here, especially as it comes closer and closer to the times which are going to bring about the more major changes here. Cannot be more specific at this point because it is not yet completely known how it is all going to transpire and when it will transpire. But it is all a part of the orchestration that is in the works now. Ashira?
Your best guess is our best guess. We really don't have a firm feeling for the dates, times, or energies. Everything is unfolding exactly as it should.
Any further questions here?
This is Jordan. Do we at least know if it will be before the end of next year, the final graduation? It may not have a specific time, but more of a timeline to fall in, rather than thinking that it can just continue forever.
When you are speaking of the final graduation, are you speaking of ascension now?
Yes.
Your own personal ascension?
Correct.
You cannot then ascertain exactly when that will be because that is all up to you at an individual and personal level.
I guess the consensus ascension is more what I mean.
Planetary ascension?
Yes, correct.
That is in the process now as we speak and will continue to be so. For when the Earth herself, when Gaia herself goes through complete and full ascension, there will be nobody left to be here that is not ascending. You see?
Yes.
You cannot be in the energies of the new ascended Gaia unless you are at those energies as well, those vibrations.
Makes sense. I just had more of a question because this is every day I think about this and I just want to know how long I need to. Is it going to be another year or what am I doing?
Tira, another way you can say this, maybe?
I am just chuckling because, Jordan, we know that you are fairly new to this group and we've listened to this for several years from people who want to know, have a feeling of how long they have to work at their job, how long they're going to need to work with people that they have experiences with in their daily life. We are not laughing at you. We are just chuckling with this frustration that we know that you feel. We know that you feel. We are sorry, but we are absolutely in agreement with one who serves in terms of this is taking time. Mother Earth, Gaia, is in her process of ascension and taking all of the planets and all of her people and all of those within her kingdoms, all of those with her. It is all up to each and every individual to create that collective consciousness by which you live. And so it is going to take as long as it takes. Do we think that it's going to be in the end of next year? We really don't know. We don't expect so, but we don't know. So we will all watch this together and enjoy laughing every Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions here? And we are stepping aside here for the one who just wishes to jump in here and give his two cents here on all of this. Hold, please. Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Wonderful to be here with you again on such an auspicious time here. Everything is changing. Everything is wonderful. There is nothing that is happening that is not wonderful. And you think, what is he talking about here? Everything is going to be a hell in a handbasket here, is it not? But see, it is all in the perspective. It is all in the perspective that you take here. If you think everything is wonderful and you believe, there you hear that word, if you believe everything is wonderful, then you will see it that way, you see? So be of good cheer, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. Everything is wonderful. Everything is happening exactly as it needs to. And this election thing and the leaks and the truth and all of that is all a part of this greater plan, this greater process. And you are a big part of this process. And you think, what can I do? All I could do is vote. What does my vote do, you see? But you have no idea what your very thoughts all of the time create here. Your very thoughts of peace and love and oneness and sharing of the light does so. That's what you have to understand. Just the simple thought of this creates it. That's a very sobering fact. It is not a very sobering thing to think about. Every single thought creates your life, creates the entire life of the planet. Better change your thoughts quick, no? You see? So everything is wonderful. Everything is, what you guys are saying here, peachy keen here. Okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
I am a sharer. I already had an opportunity to speak with you. You know, every time that you sit in your chair in meditation, you get into your heart and you send that heart love out into the world. That is love. That is light. That is unity. That is what you can do. May not feel like a lot, but it is very important, and it is affecting others around the world when you do this. Around the world. Take the time when you are at peace. Take the time to share with others around the world and know that this is affecting the mass consciousness and is affecting the routes and the events that occur for you day in and day out. Give you my love and my blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.